Listening Library presents The Gravity of Us by Phil Stamper. Read for you by Michael Crouch, with additional narration by a full cast and a note read by the author. For Jonathan, you keep me grounded and you help me soar. Chapter 1. At home, I'm invisible. At school, I'm bizarre. But to the rest of the world, I'm a journalist. I get this specific feeling, a tug in my gut, a hitch in my breath, every time I craft a news story, open the Flash Fame app, and broadcast live to my 435,000 followers. When I step off the Q train at the Times Square stop and shoulder my way to the exit, I take a moment to collect my thoughts. I pull in a hearty breath and smile. Holding the phone in front of my face, I go over the plan in my head for my weekly New York City update. What to cover, where to walk. "Hiya!" I shout into the phone and smirk as the commuters behind me dash out of view. "I'm Cal, and welcome to my weekend update. New York's been slow on the news front. Murders and Amber Alerts, all normal stuff. But in national news, one thing is a standout. The search for the 20th and final astronaut to be added to the Orpheus Project." In the front-facing camera, I see the city scroll by in a mass of billboards, shops, cabs, and bikes. I try not to show the strain in my smile, and remind myself that even the most seasoned reporters have to report on what their viewers want to hear most. And according to my comments, there's no contest. People want to know the latest. It's not like I'm surprised. It's all anyone can talk about right now. 6 humans will be setting foot on Mars, and it's ignited an interest the space program hasn't seen in decades. The astronaut in question will be chosen in the coming weeks, after which they will relocate to Houston to vie for a spot on the Orpheus 5 spacecraft, the first crewed mission to Mars. If this performance doesn't win me an Emmy, I will throw a fit. You ever tell someone you're overjoyed by something when secretly you'd rather vomit in a bucket than talk about it anymore? That's me with the Mars missions. I hate the hype. However, people are so wrapped up in the drama around this Mars mission, you'd think it was the latest Real Housewives installment. Therein lies my dilemma. Do I want to report on things people care about? Yes. Do I want more followers and viewers? Also yes. "A representative of Star Watch spoke about the search today," I continue. "But the cable gossip network didn't offer any new information about the candidates." After my brief, obligatory NASA report, I bring the stream back to New York City by offering recommendations for the biggest events of the weekend. Parties, farmers markets, and everything in between. All while watching the live viewer count climb. I've done local stories, national stories, worldwide stories before. I covered a full midterm election year, attending rallies for Senate and House candidates in the tri-state area, even the severely inept ones who thought microwaves gave you cancer. I used to feel helpless every time I opened up my news aggregating app. But reporting gave me a platform for my voice, and that resonated with people. While cable news angled stories to fit their followers and pushed sensational bullshit, is Trump homophobic? We interviewed this homophobic Trump voter to get his thoughts. My reports covered the real news. Raw and unbiased. Like when the Republican candidate for New York Senator fell off the grid and refused to debate or see the press until election night, but had no problem attacking his opponents on Twitter. One day it slipped out that he'd been seen in the city. So I slipped out of school and waited outside the restaurant where he was. I started incognito with my phone in my chest pocket and asked him some light questions. He obliged, until I brought up his pending embezzlement investigation, charges of sexual harassment, and the recent staffing shakeup that could have been related to either. In the end, I chased his limo up Fifth Avenue, where he cursed me, and the 50,000 viewers out live. Needless to say, he did not win the election. Nowadays, I carefully plan my videos for the week. National news updates one day, a focus on teen issues another, with a few personal stories sprinkled in. Then there are my NYC updates. Even if they don't get the most views, these streams are my favorites. It's me, the city, and quadrillions of New Yorkers and tourists in the background. The front-facing camera starts to show just how much the humidity is taking a toll on my once perfectly coiffed hair, and if I don't sign off soon, I'll look like a frazzled maniac. Wow, I guess there was a lot to talk about because... I flip away from the front-facing camera and give my viewers a panoramic shot of my surroundings, and the tall buildings on all sides blend into a mix of brick and concrete. We're already at 38th and Broadway! These updates always start at the northern tip of Times Square, and I usually just walk down Broadway until I run out of things to say, or until my voice starts to crack. And even in the latter case, I've been known to subject viewers to the true New York experience, buying a seltzer on the street, after haggling the price down to a reasonable amount, of course. And that's all I've got. Keep an eye on my flash fame story to see why I'll be scouring the streets of the Lower East Side. I flash a smirk as I end the transmission, and release a deep sigh as I shed my journalistic brand. I catch the F train at 34th toward Brooklyn, which is about the only way to get to the Lower East Side from where I'm at. The flare of the city dims as tourists block the subway doors, as the train stops between stations for 3 minutes at a time, as the air conditioning breathes lukewarm air down my neck. The notifications roll in from my video, which was watched live by around 80,000 people. But somehow, Flash Fame knows which comments to highlight, specifically the one that will slash deepest into my heart. J-Rod 64, Jeremy Rodriguez. Love this? Heart emoji. How long does it take to get over someone you barely even dated? The irony of him loving my posts when he couldn't even commit to liking me is at the forefront of my mind, and a rage burns inside me. The anger ebbs as I walk the streets of the Lower East Side, where the tall buildings of Midtown have disappeared, replaced with short brick apartments with fire escapes, towering over everything from abandoned bodegas to artisan vegan bakeries. I double-check the address and take the stairs down into a dark, windowless shop. Jesus, Calvin, there you are, Deb says. She always uses my full name. She full names everyone but herself, really. But that's because she says Deborah is a grandma name. I've been in this store since you signed off, and the owners of this cassette shop really like to talk about cassettes, and I didn't have the heart to tell them I was only here to be your cassette wingwoman. I think they know I'm a fraud. I would pay to see you pretending to be a cassette fangirl. The thought makes me laugh. It's not hard. I just repeated the bullshit you say. The sound is much smoother, or whatever. It was going fine until he asked me the model and year of my boombox. I browse the collection while Deb impatiently waits behind me. I promised her a vegan donut. Or 12, from the bakery across the street, in exchange for making the trip to browse cassettes with me. Unfortunately, nothing here catches my eye. I rate a few tapes from the dollar bin based on their covers alone. Guys with beautiful, flowing 80s hair, movie soundtracks with old VHS-style covers, and unironically pay for my retro tapes using my iPhone. Finally, Deb says as she busts out of the record store, that place was weird. You're weird. I'm well aware of both. Thanks. We meander through the Lower East Side, which isn't all that different from our neighborhood in Brooklyn. Okay, it's a little bit dirtier, and there are fewer toddlers getting in my way, but otherwise I see the similarities. I love this area, Deb says. Yeah, it's okay for things like that random pop-up cassette shop, I say with a shrug. I hear they're putting in a Trader Joe's here. Jesus, she swears.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?